Good afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rumbling, the podcast where I approach the world in a different perspective. Hope you enjoy it. So, hello everybody. Yes, I'm back. I'm really sorry for my pod fade, but life happened, and by life I mean laziness. I wasn't really in the mood for creating a new episode for this podcast, and I had to think about lots of things. And I think that all you, my listeners, have to thank to Blake. His Twitter name will be in the description of this episode, and he was the one who encouraged me to start producing more and more interesting content. So you have to thank Blake. He is an awesome guy. Follow him on Twitter. He really is a good person. So I have to say that from now on, I would like this podcast to change a little bit and start being more centered in myself, like a kind of a blog, a monthly blog about my life and experiences, not so about subjects like, an example, like the cannabis subject or the Ukraine subject, things that have more to do with me and are not only my opinion. Of course, I will talk about those kinds of things, but it will be more centered in my own life. And today's episode will be about this. I'm sorry for this silence, but this really makes me feel bad. But I'm sure you all remember that episode when I talked about clubbing and what I thought was the best way of enjoying your night at the club and the best way to approach girls or men. It depends on your sexual preferences. And I did a bad thing, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I totally forgot all my principles and things went downhill. I didn't really notice that until I was home and more sober. But so what happened was I started drinking. I drank too much. Then we went to the club. We entered like in 5 minutes. It was really, really quick. I was surprised by how fast we entered. And when we were inside, I was with my friends. We started dancing. We got more drinks. We started drinking, and I have this friend who is, I consider him to be my wingman. He's a really an awesome wingman. And do you remember that I said that you shouldn't be hunting for girls? Well, we did that. And that makes me think that maybe the advice that I gave you wasn't the best advice, because it works. If you want to find a girl, the hunting way of doing things tends to be very effective, but you have to know how to do it. So I will explain exactly what we did. We started going around the club until we spotted some pretty girls that we both enjoyed. Then we encountered I think they were, yeah, two girls. They were alone and we were only two guys. We left our other friends behind. We were in the hunting mode. And so we started dancing near those girls. Then, like, some time after, my friend started to talk to one of the girls. And he said, "Oh, my friend is interested in you." And I was like, "Oh, no, please don't do that." But he did. And I said, "Well, now there's only one thing that could be done." And what did I did? What did I do? Sorry, my English is so bad. I need to do more podcasts so this situation improves. But continuing, so what did I do? I started dancing with her. And you know what happens when you start dancing with a girl in a club? Things happened. My friend started dancing with the other girl too. And you know what happened, of course. I don't want to be too explicit. And so each one of us parted his own way. And by each one of us, I'm referring to me and my friend. Each of us went to a different place. We were alone in like a couple. I said to her, after like 2 hours inside the club, I said to her, "Let's go outside." We went outside. I did things that I wasn't supposed to, and I feel really bad now about them. But then I reencountered my friends. We went home, and when I was home, every time I come home after a night out, I always do a thing before going to bed. I smoke a cigarette, and I go through all my social media. Facebook, Tumblr. By the way, Tumblr, I have a Tumblr account. Please check it out. It will be in the description below. But continuing. sorry. So I came home. I went to, I don't know how to call it. I went outside, yeah. And I started, I sat down, started smoking my cigarettes and going through my social media. It was like 6 a.m., 7. And I encountered the girl because I knew her name. And when I saw that girl, I don't want to be bad, but she really, really was awful. Like, I'm not talking about being ugly. I'm talking about she looked like a crack addict. I know this is really bad to say, but it was really bad. Really, really, really bad. It was horrible. When I started seeing her profile pictures, and I was like, "Oh my god, what did I do? This girl is so not my kind of woman." I was really... that's what drinking too much does to us. It's really not too good. We have to be more conscious of what we are doing. And one thing that I have to say is that the best beauty tip that I have to give to a girl is the lights of a club. I don't know why, but they seem to make everyone prettier. And so I was really shocked. Thanks God she didn't approach me again, not in Facebook. She didn't send me any message. I was really fortunate by that. She was not my kind of girl. I like interesting girls. I remember when we went out of the club, our conversations were so boring. It was really... I was not thinking. And that was what happened. And when I was at school, everyone knew about it. Everyone made fun of me. Of course, me being me, I didn't give a fuck about what people think, so I was okay, but it really made me feel bad because I know they were right. Like, I know the reason why they were making fun of me was I would make fun of me if I was in, if I saw a friend of mine in my situation. It was really bad. But fortunately, next week I went out, I did the same thing, but this time with a girl that was more my kind of girl. She was pretty, she was interesting, she was mature, she was a little bit older than me. I really enjoyed talking to her, but what happens in a club stays in a club. This time I didn't want to give her my cell phone number, so we wouldn't have any chance of the same thing happen. And it was really, really good. I knew her name, so I found her on Facebook. She was what I remembered. She looked like what I remembered, sorry. Bad phrasing. And so, what's the message that I'm trying to send? You have to really, really think about the things that you're doing when you're under the influence of alcohol. And I know that in the United States and the United Kingdom, the legal age to drink is 21, but fortunately here where I live is 16. So I'm 17 now, I will be 18 in September, so I can already drink, so that's not really a problem with us. And I think that's a good thing, because we start learning how to drink from an earlier age. And when I see people from other countries talking about what they do and how do they... it's not react, but how do they deal with the drinking situation? And after going to Gran Canaria and seeing all those people from Sweden, Norway, and Netherlands mainly, they were all so wasted. They don't know how to deal with drinking. So I think it's a good thing for us to... sorry for the fireworks. I think it's a really... a good thing for us to learn how to drink from an earlier age. But continuing, the message is that when you are under the influence, think 20 times before doing something, because I really thought about what I was about to do with the other girl in the other week, and by thinking so much, I was like, yes, this is the right thing to do. She's interesting, she's pretty, I won't regret this. And everything went well, and I only have to thank myself for doing that thing in the previous week with the girl that I didn't find so interesting, because I believe that the only way for a human being to learn is to hit the wall. When you hit the wall head first, you get hurt. By getting hurt, you learn what you should and what you shouldn't do. So, I will start to end this podcast. If you want, please, I encourage everybody to listen to me through Stitcher, because I really believe they are a good platform. And I have another thing. I want to be completely honest with you. I received an email from Stitcher, and they say that if I have 2,000 people listening monthly to my podcast, I can enter a program so they can give me money. It's like the partners program in YouTube, and it would really be a good thing. That's the way for me to be able to do more podcast episodes, because you have to pay to have a good service, and the service that I use now for my podcasts isn't really that good. So I would really like to upgrade, but I don't want to spend lots of my own money in this. Things are okay right now, but they could be better. If you all listened through Stitcher, and then I could be in the partner in that program that Sitcha made. So my link to this episode on Sitcha will be in the description. And by the way, I think that I don't have 2,000 people listening to my podcast. I'm almost sure. I think that the maximum that I have is like 50 people listening to my show. And now I would decrease that number to 2010. Well, I'm beginning all over again, the rise of the Phoenix. So if you want to give me some feedback, you can send me an email on, you can send me an email to mikebrookson@gmail.com. You can follow me at M, capital B, Uxen, like M Brookson, but with the M and B in capital letters. This is always a pain in the butt to try to explain, but don't worry, all these links will be in the description. I'm really thankful for you to listen to my podcast until the end, and have a nice week until the next time.